The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Mike Smith.
Hi, Ben.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be back.
So last time we were here, we were talking a little bit about some of the tools that you were working on to help contractors in that discussion about repair versus replace.
That's right. Yeah, we talked a lot about the R32 transition and what that means for the contractor. Many of the tools we were producing were around raising education awareness for the contractors at the branch level. And now the dealers are ready to talk to homeowners about what's coming. These new products now really need some, specific, special attention in terms of how they're selling them.
Absolutely. So when we think about repair versus replace, a lot of homeowners are probably thinking about affordability.
Well, of course, that's going to be their first consideration, right? What is it going to do to their pocketbook? There's many other considerations, and and many of the dealers out there now, many listening to this podcast or watching it, might be on their way to a service call right now to an existing system. So the homeowner obviously cares about fixing that problem as quickly as possible and at the most economical way possible. The challenge for contractors now is, with the refrigerant transition, there is more of a catalyst opportunity for them to introduce the opportunity for a homeowner to replace their system to something that's more efficient, has more features. It's a smart system that can also save them money in the long run.
Yeah, and so it's when you get into affordability, so repairs today, I mean, like everything else, they continue to go up and up and up. And I've talked to many contractors out there that tell me that a typical repair with HVAC is probably, it can easily approach $1,000. And and a lot of homeowners, they may not have an extra $1,000 just laying around that they wanted to earmark towards that unexpected repair that they have today.
That's right. That's right. And there's kind of a rule of thumb out there for, it's a quick guide for helping homeowners understand, okay, should I spend this $1,000, or let's take a look at how old the system is. If the system's 5 years old or more and the repair is $1,000, well, that reaches that kind of magic threshold of $5,000 of value for that repair to that existing system. At that point, it might be worthwhile for the homeowner to take a look at replacing their system with something more efficient and newer.
And like you said, there's a lot of other features too. So I think you've got customers that are all over the place, right? And so one area consumers may be looking at is, what is my environmental impact that I have with my existing system and continuing to repair that versus replacing it?
That's right. That's right. And so that, along with the potential cost of R410A refrigerant that the contractor has to source now with a production declining of that refrigerant, due to its global warming potential, right? So helping a homeowner understand that transitioning to an A2L low GWP refrigerant like Daikin's R32 systems will benefit the environment and will also save them money in the long run because it is the new refrigerant and will in the future require, less maintenance.
Well, and also when you think about it, if a system is out of warranty and they have to put $1,000 in it, what's to say they're not going to have another $1,000 next year in another repair that may come up as that system gets older and older and older?
That's right.
With a new system, you have the peace of mind that now I have a warranty and I don't have to worry about those extra repairs.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so those are really good questions the contractors can ask the homeowner while they're at the kitchen table. How close is your system to the end of its warranty life? What is your overall comfort level in the home? And if if there are any indications that there are question marks around any of those answers, then there's opportunity for the contractor to offer a replacement system.
You know, I think one of the other things that we notice is people do spend a fair amount of time indoors, in their homes, and you start to look at some of the health aspects as well, and you start to look at things like indoor air quality.
Yeah.
And so with the newer systems, can address some of those indoor air quality concerns that somebody has as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it starts with efficient air distribution, right? Mm-hmm. And circulation throughout the home. And as the system ages, as your listeners know, that effectiveness drops, right? So with a newer system, with a smart controller that can also help manage and maintain not just the temperature level, but also the humidity level in the home, then you begin to offer an environment that is a lot more conducive to healthier living.
Hmm. So tell us about some of these tools that you have here.
Well, we are offering this new guide for contractors. It's on the literature portal now. This is our homeowner HVAC guide to repair versus replace. So it helps a dealer at the kitchen table walk through those steps with the homeowner in terms of helping them understand the different opportunities for replacing their system.
Okay.
With an R32 system.
So what are some of those things that they may be talking about as they're walking through this document?
They will definitely be asking questions around their life expectancy of the system, how long they will be in their current home and want to be addressing their current system, you know, and how often are they having to repair their current system? Those are other types of considerations, you know, and taking a look at maybe potentially rooms in the home that are uncomfortable, either too hot or too cold. So when it comes to replacing a current system, a homeowner may look at that and say, well, that's going to be beyond my current economic level. The expectations to replace right now are not there. But the contractor can also offer a ductless type system to supplement those hot and cold spots. So the nice thing about our portfolio is that we offer, you know, tremendous number of solutions that, you know, can allow a contractor to come in and solve those problems for the homeowner. So if we're not replacing the full system, then we can come in and help them, you know, take care of their hot and cold spot.
You know, one of the things that I've found that is really helpful to a lot of contractors and homeowners that are out there, again, going back to that $1,000 repair, is introducing financing. Because now I can go in there and I can actually show, did you know that you could get a new system for $300 a month versus this $1,000 hit right now? And a lot of people will look at that $300 a month and say, you know what, I can fit that into my budget. But $1,000 is going to be a stretch right now. And so if all of those other variables, those things that we've talked about, it's out of warranty, I don't know if it's going to have a future repair, we're paying a lot more in our utility bills and so on and so forth. There's a lot of great rebates that are available right now. When you start to add up all of those benefits, I mean, a lot of times it does really make sense to take advantage of all of those opportunities that are available today.
It starts looking a lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm super excited about this. So again, where does a contractor go to find this resource and this tool to be able to use?
We actually, this resource is on our literature portal.
Okay.
So it's available for contractors and distributors to download or to order. We have print and PDFs available.
Okay.
I want to mention also a blog article that's available on our website.
So where can we find that?
It's under the buyer's guide on dykencomfort.com, and it's the HVAC Learning Center.
Okay.
A lot of great articles there, including one that we just added on this subject.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you coming here, sharing all these great tools. I really look forward to having you here. I can't wait to see what else you guys come up with in the future.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, I can't wait to share those.
All right. And for all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. And also make sure that you, if you're not already following us, that you go ahead and hit that follow button so you can be informed of all of the other upcoming episodes that we have.